Wednesday, the 27th of November. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Let's talk about liturgical years today. We're coming to the end of the liturgical year. It's going to finish this weekend, and the new liturgical year is going to begin. And what's the new liturgical year? Starts on the first Sunday of Advent, which is December the 1st. So the liturgy runs from the first Sunday of Advent all the way around to that last, one of those last weekends in November with the Feast of Christ the King. So we are moving to the beginning of the liturgical year. So it's a little bit different to our school calendar or the work calendar, which starts on January the 1st. But if you talk to some of your parents, might be in finance, they'll tell you the financial year ends in the end of February. And anybody who has to pay tax knows that in South Africa. So the South African financial year end is the end of February. I don't know if that's the case all over the world, but it's definitely true here in South Africa. And so we have an ending of our liturgical year at the moment, and we have the beginning of the new liturgical year starting on Sunday. And some of you have asked me about what does it mean that there's year A, year B, year C? What does that mean? What are we talking about when we talk about A, B, and C in the liturgical calendar? So we are finishing year B. And in year B, we were looking primarily at the Gospel of Mark as we went through the year. So on our Sundays, at Mass on Sunday, a lot of our readings came from Mark. Okay, there's some exceptions where they came from John, but mostly they came from the Gospel of Mark. Year C is going to start on Sunday, the 1st of December, and that's going to be looking mostly at the Gospel of Luke. And then the year after that, so next year Advent, we'll be look back to year A. So we have A, B, and C. And that is the three synoptic Gospels. The Gospel of Matthew, the Gospel of Mark, the Gospel of Luke. And then John's Gospel, which is not one of the three synoptic Gospels, it's a slightly different kind of Gospel. That Gospel, readings from that Gospel will be found in the other years. They kind of get picked up at different times. But for now, we're looking at the Gospel of Luke. And I'm always excited when it's Luke's Gospel, especially around Advent, because Luke's Gospel is where we have the richest of the Advent material, if you like. Luke's Gospel is a wonderful Gospel. We could describe it as a very warm and human Gospel, and it concentrates on Jesus's mercy and forgiveness, and especially his call to the poor and the underprivileged. And in Luke's Gospel, we hear Jesus speaking to Jews and to Gentiles, which was the Jewish word for people who weren't Jews, together, inviting both of them to salvation. Luke's Gospel, some of you will notice, is also kind of more complex in some ways than the other Gospels. So as we go along, a good example is, for instance, the call of the first disciples. In Matthew and Mark, that's quite a short narrative. We just hear about Jesus calling the disciples. But in Luke's Gospel, there's a whole complex story about the fact that they'd been fishing all night and they couldn't catch any fish. And then Jesus tells them to throw the net onto the other side, and they get a big catch of fish. So he kind of fleshes out the story. He gives us lots more detail. And of course, what's really exciting is that it's in Luke's Gospel, and only in Luke's Gospel, that we get insight into Elizabeth, and we get insight into Zechariah and to Mary and Gabriel's encounter. We hear all of those stories about what was happening before Jesus was born in a lot of depth in Luke's Gospel. And Luke really kind of is good at character development. When you listen to Luke's Gospel, you have a sense of the kind of person Elizabeth or Mary was. You can engage with them a lot. That's for those of you who are already studying character development at school. Okay, so we're going to be looking at Luke's Gospel. And today I just want us to read the beginning of Luke's Gospel, because There's a lovely sense in the Gospel of Luke writing the Gospel for a person, a particular person. And he starts off by saying, many other people have undertaken to draw up the events that have happened around us. That's how he starts. As these were handed down to us by those who were eyewitnesses. And I, in my turn, after carefully going over the whole story from the beginning, have decided to write an ordered account for you. And then he names the person he's writing it for, Theophilus, so that your excellency may learn how well founded the teaching is that you have received. Now, maybe Luke was really writing for someone, an important person called Theophilus, whom he calls your excellency. But if we break that word down into what does it mean, Theo means God and Philos means love. So we could say that Luke is writing his gospel for a lover of God. That might not be a real person. That might be anyone. Luke might be writing to you or me. In which case, and I want you to hear the gospel that way, Luke is saying to you, I have gone over the whole story very carefully from the beginning, and I've written an ordered account for you, you lover of God, so that your excellency, isn't it nice to be called your excellency, may learn how well founded the teaching is that you have received. And that's how Luke begins his gospel. He's writing to you, he's saying you're a very important person, and I want you to understand the whole story about Jesus and what he did. And of course, Luke doesn't just tell us the story of Jesus and what he did in the gospel, because he also writes part two, the Acts of the Apostles, and tells us about the early Christian community. So in Luke, we do have this very broad vision of what was going on up to the birth, and then following the birth, the life of Jesus and his death, and then what happened after his death. And Luke recounts that whole story. So we're going to begin looking at the Gospel of Luke, and we're going to use Advent to look in some depth at those opening chapters of Luke's Gospel, really preparing ourselves for the coming of Jesus. But for now, let's close our eyes and let's pray. Lord, help us to really understand the immensity of the gift of yourself to us in the person of Jesus Christ. The great gift of Christmas, that you came to be one of us, to show us God's love revealed in a way that we can understand. Help us to prepare with hearts and minds for this great mystery. We ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.